Hello and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. A big focus tonight, there's a firestorm over the Rajasthan government's criminal laws amendment ordinance, which was tabled today. Critics are calling it a gag law that will censor the press and shield corrupt public servants, since it bans the media from disclosing the identity of any public servant facing allegations and makes it mandatory for government sanction to probe all public servants. The executive order has been attacked by two of the BJP's own lawmakers in Rajasthan. But speaking to NDTV today, the Chief Vigilance Commissioner made a case for protecting public servants from fake cases. We're asking tonight, is the Rajasthan government's ordinance unconstitutional? What would be the ramifications if this law were to be extended nationally? What is going to be the political fallout of this for the BJP?
Today, the reason became clear why the Rajya government wants what's been criticized as a draconian law that will protect sarpanches and ministers and all government servants from investigation. Without a government nod, nobody will be able to file a court complaint against any public servant. The government has quoted data from the State Home Department to justify its stand. Between 2013 and 17, 2,70,000 court complaints were filed against public officials. These were given to the police to investigate. 73% of these were found to be fake, and the police had to close these cases. The government claims such cases were leading to a paralysis in its functioning and officials were scared to take decisions. But at least two of the ruling party MLAs opposed the move, calling it a bill to protect the corrupt.
हमने आपातकाल इसलिए नहीं लड़ा था कि हम उन किसी का मुंह बंद कर देंगे राज आने के बाद में तो मैं तो पार्टी के लिए लड़ रहा हूं केवल बेईमानी को बचाने के लिए किया गया है
However, the state and central governments are defending the bill.
ये कानून जो लाया जा रहा है राजस्थान सरकार के द्वारा बिल्कुल परफेक्ट कानून है बैलेंस कानून है
I don't think the law minister of India should comment upon
The ordinance has been challenged in the Rajasthan High Court and will be heard on the 27th of October. Meanwhile, the opposition too staged a protest.
मैं समझता हूँ इसका पूरे प्रदेश और देश में विरोध हो रहा है और किसी कीमत पे इस कानून को हम लागू नहीं होने देंगे.
The Rajasthan Vidhan Sabha will be in session for 4 days. The controversial ordinance, all set to become a bill, will be discussed in the assembly. But with a brute majority in the Vidhan Sabha, the BJP government looks all set to push this controversial ordinance through till it becomes an act. In Jaipur, with cameraman Shamsho Zoha, Harsha Kumari Singh, NDTV.
All right, joining us on The Buck Stops Here tonight, Soli Sorabji, former Attorney General. We're also being joined by senior journalist Javed Ansari. Joining me here in the studio in Delhi, we will have Shankar Agarwal, former Urban Development Secretary, and Vikramjeet Banerjee, member of the BJP's legal cell and advocate himself. Let's begin tonight with Mr. Sorabji. Thank you for joining us, Soli Sorabji. Then this new rule now gives the government 6 months to decide if a court should order an inquiry into a private complaint against a minister, a lawmaker, or an official. The ordinance now also will restrict the media from even reporting the facts of the matter. I want to ask you, in your opinion, constitutionally speaking, is such an order good in law?
Well, now that the matter has been taken to court, I wouldn't like to pronounce anything on the constitutionality. But my view is that this is a gag order. And it will be very difficult, in my view, for the Rajasthan government to sustain its constitutionality. If reputations of officers are being libeled, take corrective measures. But this is an extreme measure. This is disproportionate. A free press is an important institution in any democracy. And if you gag the press, disclosing the doings, the actions or inactions of a person supposed to be corrupt, then I'm afraid you're really going against the very basis of the philosophy of zero tolerance for corruption. I think the government is burned over the bend, and I wish the Rajya government every success, but I think it would be very difficult for her to sustain its validity in a court of law. But what happens in a court of law, of course, is a different matter.
All right. What happens in a court of law is a different matter. But solely, Sarabji, eminent jurist, of the opinion that the government has really gone over the bend on this one. Vikramjeet Banerjee, as the lawyer on this panel and also a member of the BJP's legal cell, you know, help us understand the need for such an ordinance and such a law. CRPF Section 197, as the petition that has challenged of the CRPC, has already gives protection to politicians and public servants. So what was the need for this amendment?
I'm sure there was a note put out, which you know.
Yes.
The note put out adequately explained the entire question, that there at the grassroots level there have been large number of false cases which are being filed and which have just been used to intimidate or harass public servants to work in a certain way. And this was to protect them from such harassment. If you look at the provision itself, the provision says, in the course of performance of its duty. Now, all of us know corruption, et cetera, which everybody are flagging issues of, are not, you know, the courts have interpreted that it will never fall within the course of their duty. So the protection here, which is given in these provisions, are only extremely limited provisions. This is only limited to any job done in course of their duty. Mm-hmm. So, in the present case, I think, of course, that it is, it takes into account, it tries to strike a balance between, on one side, you know, leaving out other questions whereby, you know, corruption issues which obviously fall outside and therefore which has rightly to be investigated, and things which are inside, which is in anything done in the performance of one's duty, which needs to be protected. So I think in more or less it's a balanced, a very balanced ordinance.
All right. The BJP insisting that this is a balanced ordinance. Javed Ansari, I want to bring you in on this point that is being raised in this note. You know, we heard the defense of the Rajasthan government today, which said that between 2013 and 2017, as many as 270,000 complaints were filed against public officials. These were given to the police to investigate. 73% of these were found to be fake. The police had to close these cases, and this was unnecessary harassment for these officials, and that's the reason why this amendment is necessary.
So if you carry forward this logic, then a lot of investigations that are carried out or complaints that are made, criminal complaints against people, that should also be, that should, an end should be put to that forthwith, because more than 70% of them are either found bogus or the people against whom complaints are made are found to be innocent. I think this is by far the most serious attempt, legislative attempt, to gag the media. The only thing that I can recall that comes close to this is the defamation bill that the Rajiv Gandhi government had sought to bring but had to beat a hasty retreat on. The BJP would be well advised to withdraw this, or else this perception will gain ground that the BJP is trying to strong arm the media.
All right. We'll come to the media question in a moment from now, because really that needs a separate discussion on its own merits. But Shankar Agarwal, to come back to the question of this government defense, that there were 73% fake cases designed to harass public officials. Is there a case to be made, in your opinion, that merits such an ordinance being brought in?
You see, there is no doubt that large number of people are making frivolous complaints, and they make false complaints against the officer whom they find little difficult. Yes, and when they do not get the work done as per their own wishes, they make all kinds of complaints against the officer concerned. And what has been done? It is not being said that these cases will not be investigated. These cases can be investigated provided the government comes to a conclusion, yes, there is some kind of a substance. And that is nothing wrong in that. Otherwise, there will be large number of frivolous complaints, and if you start investigating each and every frivolous complaint, then it will be like a character assassination without going into the detail.
Mr. Agarwal, there have been so many instances in the past where where politicians couldn't even have been named if such a law had been enforced nationally. I mean, we can talk about the 2G scam, the CWG scam, many such instances where, for instance, the BJP have really gone to town, even when those charges or allegations weren't proved against the specific public officers or politicians involved. How is this law in public interest when you are gagging the media from even reporting on such allegations?
No, ma'am, but what happens because once the case has been investigated by the government and government comes to a conclusion, yes, there is substance, naturally it will be investigated by the investigating agency thereafter. But why are we doubting the intention of the government at the first instance? I, as director of vigilance in Government of India, whenever we used to, and I used to get complaints against all IS officers of the country, and what we used to do, first we used to make some kind of a discreet inquiry whether this particular complaint has got some substance or not. And once we used to come to a conclusion, yes, this complaint has got some substance, and thereafter we used to take the version of the officer concerned, and we used to find out from the ministry or the department or the state government concerned, and thereafter we used to initiate the disciplinary proceedings. Otherwise, today what is happening, that if I am unable to get something work done through some officer or through some judge or somebody, I will start making all kinds of complaints.
Okay, okay. Now, I want to just bring in some of the reactions we've heard, and there have been very strong reactions indeed, particularly from the media. And I want to put out at this point that this is not just gagging the media. This ordinance bans anybody for that matter from disclosing the identity of a judge, a public servant, a lawmaker facing allegations until such time as the government has vetted the case and allowed it to proceed. The question that's being asked at this point is whether journalists can be now sentenced to 2 years in jail for violating this rule, as the ordinance seems to suggest. How are journalists, public interest litigators, activists really even going to pursue their jobs? The Editors Guild of India talks about this ordinance as a pernicious instrument to harass the media. It says it will hide wrongful acts by government servants. It will drastically curb the freedom of the press. The ordinance is bent on bludgeoning the messenger. The Editors Guild clearly not pulling its punches. And it also says that it gives the government untrammeled power to even jail journalists. Vikramjit Banerjee, I want you to come in on this. As
it doesn't give untrammeled power.
As a, all right, you may choose to disagree, but you know, if 2 years in jail is a possible
eventual
punishment and a fine.
That's an eventual conclusion. The legal process, the criminal justice process goes through various processes. And I don't think the fact that immediately, if there's an allegation, immediately the person is going to jail and the government is going to throw that person in jail, that I think goes completely contrary to criminal jurisprudence. I'm sure the Editors Guild did not even take this, you know, was not serious
well,
when it made
well,
that
may
comment.
May I just quote to you what your own lawmakers in Rajasthan have said? Narpat Singh Rajvi, BJP MLA, saying the bill is draconian. He says he'll raise it at a party forum. Ghanshyam Tiwari goes a step further. Another BJP MLA calls it undemocratic and unconstitutional, says it censors the press and protects the corrupt. Also goes on to say, and I quote, "We did not fight against the emergency to have a BJP government bring in such a law." What would you like to say to the BJP's own lawmaker in this
I'm
instance?
I'm sure he's going to consider it. And I think this is a draft bill. If I, you know, this is an ordinance which is going to be placed before the House, in which case everything is going to be debated.
If it has been placed before the House, it has not been passed.
To the best of my knowledge, it has not been passed. If it has been placed before the House today, then it will be, there will be debate on it. And then what we will see what comes out of it. Now, to prejudge the issue and prejudge the bill and go in with a mind frame that per se there is violation, I think it's jumping the gun a little bit.
Jumping the gun. Soli Sorabji, would you agree with what Vikramjit Banerjee here is saying?
I'm afraid not. Rajya government has jumped the gun.
And that's an important...
I don't understand.
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
If the idea is to fight corruption, zero tolerance for corruption, and media is so important in exposing corruption, then why do you gag the media? It's all very well. I know, I understand there are false complaints. Then go against the person who makes the false complaints.
All right, that's a crucial
this
point.
This is disproportionate.
Yes.
Drastic.
Okay, this is disproportionate. Javed Ansari, would you agree that the BJP is shooting itself in the foot over here as a party that prides itself on its anti-corruption stance? You know, as far as perception goes, is it not going to appear as though they are shielding the corrupt? Politically, what is this going to mean for the BJP?
Certainly that perception will grow. And it's unfortunate that this bill has been pioneered by Ms. Vasundhara Raje. She was, as a minister in the Vajpayee government, she you know, she piloted the Freedom of Information Act, which was a forerunner to the RTI. It beats me. It really beats me as to why somebody like Vasundhara Raje, who's otherwise a very liberal person, would go in for somebody like that. And I cannot do better than just repeat what I said earlier, that this perception will gain ground, that this, given the current environment, that this BJP government, the BJP is hell-bent on gagging and strong-arming the media into following a particular line.
Mr. Agarwal, you know, respond to this point, because even if we accept your point about fake cases, you know, dragging out the judicial process beyond a particular point of time and so on, I think it is the point about the media that is concerning a lot of people at this point. You know, the BJP's own lawmakers are speaking out and calling this draconian.
You see, as I said a little earlier, ultimately you must protect every honest and sincere person, whether in government or outside
and
the government.
And even if you protect a few corrupt ones, that is...
It does not say that we are going to corrupt, we are going to protect the corrupt guys. It's what it says, that before we come to a conclusion whether the complaint has got some substance or not, we'll look into that complaint seriously.
For 6 months, for 180 days?
That's the limit.
That is the limit within which the government must look into it?
Yes.
And what is to prevent serious offences from being brushed under the carpet in this 6 month period?
In democracy, there are a lot of pressure.
And what is worse is that they are not bound to state a reason of why they've taken a particular decision one way or the other.
No.
Please respond.
So whenever we take a decision, we have to give the cogent reason. I'm not very sure whether they can get away by not accepting a particular complaint and not giving any reason. I personally feel that they must give a cogent reason that we have looked into this particular complaint. We did not find that there is any substance in the complaint because of the following reason, 1, 2, 3, 4. We got to be transparent. What it simply says that frivolous complaint should not be entertained, and the only way to look into such complaint is to find out whether there is any truth in this or not.
So, Lisa Rabji, that seems to be the point that we are coming back to over and over again. Frivolous complaints, you've already explained that point from your perspective. But really, you know, there have been other governments in the past. The Congress-led government of Manmohan Singh had first moved similar changes in 2013 to the anti-corruption law, ostensibly to protect honest civil servants even then. The BJP government in Maharashtra has also passed a law similar to this. No law, though, has tried to gag the media before. Would you say that this perhaps is the crux of this particular ordinance, the most damaging bit of it?
Yes, that is it. Really, that's the most disturbing part of it. You know, I don't understand this. There are false complaints. Agreed. That's bad. Shouldn't be. But with all your resources at your command, go against the people who make false complaints. Don't go against the press. Actually, you are gagging the press. If you gag the press, you are actually gagging democracy.
Respond to that, Vikram.
On the broader question whether gagging of the press gags democracy, broader, there is no question of that. But I don't think we should interpret this ordinance as sort of gagging the press, because I think the press has the right, and the press will report the issue. And I think
to you from the ordinance itself, which says you can't publish anything that will disclose a person's identity till decision on sanction is taken. If anyone discloses the identity, there will be a punishment of up to 2 years and a fine.
If I remember correctly, the provision also says that this is for what is done in the course of his duty. It is not a general blanket ban on everything what the officer does. So this is in the course of his duty, as I said very clearly. So only what is being done in the course of his duty is protected. So I think that is to be decided. I think that will
be... Okay, I think Mr. Surabji had a point. Let him just... would you repeat that, please?
No, who decides this is the course of his duty?
I think if there is any doubt...
I don't understand. You can't become judge, prosecutor, jury and judge.
I think the matter can be taken to court if there is any. I think all this is going to be debated. I think this matter is also challenged
in
court.
You know, let's just go into it in a little more detail.
All this is going to be worked out.
Let's give a concrete example out there so that our viewers also get a better idea. If the police refused to file an FIR in the past, a private citizen could actually approach the courts, who could then actually direct the police to register a case. Now, under this ordinance, this is no longer going to be the case at all. Now, earlier, sanction was within sort of a three-month deadline. Now, that's been extended to 6 months. Won't this also fundamentally change the way governments work and indeed how the law works?
No, I don't think it will change. I think, you see, that's what I'm saying. It has happened in Maharashtra, not that it has changed fundamentally in any way. I think these two are two different questions. I don't think anything fundamentally will change. But yes, it gives a certain amount of protection for honest officers who are working honestly on the ground for protection of the work which they are doing and which protects them from vested interests doing, taking them awry or pressurizing them either through, local media, small local media outlets or through, filing false cases. And all of us know that in the reality of India that this happens. And so we can't say this doesn't happen. Of course, can a better bill be passed? Can better checks and balances can be made?
But,
of course,
let's go back to the point that Soli Sorabji was raising about why jump the gun? You know, why the hurry despite the legal challenge, which the High Court is in fact now going to take up on the 27th of this month? The Rajya government went ahead and tabled the ordinance in the State Assembly, where it really does have a brute majority of 162
where it
out
will
of
be.
200
See,
states.
As you also said, there are voices all across the spectrum who have taken up the views, and all of this is, I'm sure, going to be debated. I think why are we jumping the gun and believing that nothing will be talked about, this government will not bring in checks and balances? The government is a responsive government. The government listens to everybody. And as Mr. Ansari also said, it's a very, the Honorable Chief Minister has a reputation of being a very able administrator and a very liberal administrator. So I'm
sure reputation that she seems to be on the verge of losing at this point, given the criticism.
I think this
ordinance
is very well thought out, and I'm sure she's aware of all this, all the new issues, and I'm sure she's going to consider it. Why are we going to go wrong? I have one further question to both
you gentlemen, Mr. Agarwal. Why the secrecy? Now, this ordinance was brought in by the Rajya government 1 month ago. It was not uploaded to any government department website. It's only been after it was widely reported in the press that we have heard all the details of it and indeed seen a copy of the ordinance which is now available on some legal websites.
I'll not be able to comment on the process. And I personally feel that all such issues should be debated in public, and only thereafter, once we take the inputs from all concerned and all stakeholders, we should go in for this. But in any case, I'm not in a position to comment on the process part.
Okay.
I was talking about the substance of the law itself.
All right. Yes, we got to.
Why are we attributing malafide motives to the government?
We're raising questions.
I'm sure it's going to be debated. I'm sure there's going to be transparency, and let it come on the floor of the assembly. And let's see how it goes. Why are we, number one, already attributing that this government wants to gag the press or this government has a malafide intention to protect the corrupt? Nothing of that sort.
Javed Ansari, do you want to quickly respond to that before I wrap this up?
Well, I don't know. Listening to this gentleman, I get the feeling that this is just a trial balloon. Perhaps he knows.
I don't know where Mr. Ansari got my insinuation. Now, this is again jumping the gun. No, why are you insinuating all this? I'm just saying this is a genuine bill. I think this is a balanced bill, which is being considered.
It's just going to be debated.
Of course, it is going to be like in the ordinary assembly.
I'm just basing everything on what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying it's going to be debated.
Let him complete a trial balloon, Mr. Ansari. Are you then suggesting that this is something that we could see being extended all across the country, depending on the reaction to it?
Now, this is again a strange intonation.
Since this trial balloon phrase has been used,
I'm taking it
to its logical conclusion.
I think next it will be declared that we want to impose dictatorship on the country.
But why are you being
defensive
about it?
No, because I think this line of questioning is completely redundant. And this is a trial balloon. Therefore, this is going to be then imposed on all over the country. There's not one statement which I made, and nor was there any way, I don't think whatever I said gave any indication
of all these things. I just said what I said, that there is a process.
There will be debate in the Rajasthan State Assembly.
And I think where, that the bill is balanced.
Where the government has 162 out of 300
And I think the bill
seats.
Is balanced.
So I
Very
think we
balanced.
Know how balanced that particular debate is going to be. A thought to ponder on as we slip into a break here on The Buck Stops Here Tonight. Isn't there something patently unfair about having one role for public servants and another for private citizens? If public citizens can be shielded from fake cases, why should private citizens not have the same privilege? Thanks for watching tonight.